This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Paul Anthony with you on the conch. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Vice President Matthew Kelly.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning.
Morning it is. Help me out here, because I'm used to speaking to the President. He's obviously passed the buck. What does a Vice President do?
Just to give a bit of a background of who I am, I've been on the board as an ordinary member for the past 3 or 4 years, been the Treasurer for the last 2 years, and then this year I've gone on to become the Vice President. Essentially what my job is to give a bit more of a profile to Joy. I've been out and to events and meet and greet people and try to sell Joy's message out in the community, and also just help out with Stephen Dunn's when he's unavailable, step into the breach to help him out.
Well, it's a big job talking to me.
Absolutely.
Let's have a look at what we've been talking on at the board. You've had a guest speaker join you?
Yeah, what we've started doing in the past sort of 6 months is getting a guest speaker from each of the divisions within the organisation, Joy, the management team, to come in and give the board a bit of an update of what they're doing and what their strategies are and plans are and what resources they need to be able to do their jobs effectively. And it's been a really good experience to make sure that you do stay in touch with everyone at Joy. It's a huge organisation, as you well know, and it's sometimes hard to be around every single topic that's happening. So this is a way of the board keeping in touch. This week we had a representative of the grants team, Andrew Thorpe. I mean, one of the key functions of the board is to make sure that Joy stays financially viable and to make sure that we've got plans and strategies in place to make sure that we have a really diverse way of getting income. And so this grants team has been set up in the last few months, led by Andrew. And it's just a way of being a bit more strategic about the way that we get grants income. Just as way of background, we've applied for grants over the years for a wide variety of projects with some success, some less successful grant applications. But what we're trying to do now is just put a bit more professionalism into it, make sure that we're aware of all sort of grants in advance so that we can put the best possible submissions forward at all times and make sure that the station gets the best chance of success.
Grants can be like that, can't they? Because A, you've got to know they exist. B, you've got to convince the person with the money to give it to us, really, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And over the years, Joy is run on the smell of an oily rag at times, and resources are always tough to put people resources to write these grant applications. And you have had in the past situations where we've found out about it really short notice, and you've got a great team of dedicated people that drop everything and work on a midnight deadline trying to get applications in. What this will do is hopefully streamline things a bit and just give us a chance to find out about the grants in the first place well in advance, be able to put some thought into it, and to be able to really put Joy's best foot forward.
I like the idea of putting feet forward, because then at least you can tell what the left foot's doing from the right foot. Now, in the past, it's been board doesn't know what's going on, organisation doesn't know what's going on, so that's what you're finding out. What's the board learnt from the grants team?
Firstly, Andrew did just a fantastic presentation to us, and it's, I think, indicative of the quality of this new grants team. I guess one of the good things to see is that we're really putting a bit of thought into the way that we obtain these grants. Obviously, you can always put in for grants if the CD player breaks. You can put in a grant request into someone to get a new CD player or get funding for that. But what we're doing is we're being a bit smarter about it. And one of the things about Joy is that we do represent such a diverse community, not only the gay and lesbian community, but we represent Indigenous Australians, youth, seniors, multicultural Australians. There's really a huge range of communities outside of just the gay and lesbian community that we represent. And it's about being recognised. I mean, there are funding requirements to keep Joy on air, to do all of this great work with all these different groups. And it's just about being recognised for that and trying to get the appropriate resources to keep doing the great job that Joy does.
Moving along, a great initiative which has come about since our GM, Danae Gibson, has been on board, the Rainbow of Joy. What's the board's thoughts on this?
It's a great initiative, and again, it's about trying to diversify the way that the station gets income. And Danae Gibson's done a great job with a number of the other people at Joy in designing this Rainbow of Joy, which is going to be a permanent reminder of all the great people that contribute to Joy and who have donated for this particular project. It's if you go to joy.org.au, there's a little diagram of an artist's impression of what it's going to look like now. I think we're about a third of the way there of getting all the donation that we're seeking to do it. But if people want to contribute, they can buy one or more pixels that will go onto this rainbow of joy. And you can write a message there. Now, obviously, the more pixels you buy, the more or bigger message that you can put there. But it's just about putting a permanent plaque to show your support for the station. And we've had some really great stories about people who their children or partners have passed away, and they're putting a permanent plaque up there to recognise how special they were. There's people putting in messages of support to the station. There's people putting up either their own name or them and their partner and their children and their sort of names to recognise that they are a family. And I think it's a really good individual way of putting just a message of support up there in whatever form people feel is appropriate.
Get across to joy.org.au, you'll be able to click on the Rainbow of Joy picture, and then it tells you all about the appeal. And then down the bottom, it actually's got a picture of how our studios are set up. Now, I'm thinking it's going to look like a colourful bathroom when it's finished, but it looks pretty impressive. And it's $40 for one pixel. You can get up to 25 characters, and your colour is indigo. I found out that's a bit like a purple. $250 will give you 7 pixels containing up to 200 characters. Colours are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo or silver. Now, I'm not sure how silver fits into the whole rainbow.
I think all colours are welcome in the rainbow of joy.
Oh, okay. Yes, very good. One of the hardest things is, Matt, I've said it before and I'll say it again, is not actually paying for the pixel, but it's actually knowing what to write on it. And look, the best thing is, if you can't think of anything to write, I love Paul Anthony. I mean, that's, you know, that's all they really need.
There'll be a huge panel just of I love Paul Anthony's, I imagine.
Yes, cost me a fortune, won't it?
Yes. The other thing that we did discuss, I can't give away too much information, but the theme for Radiothon has been decided, so stay tuned for that. It hasn't been officially announced, but it sounds very exciting. The Radiothon itself obviously takes place in June every year, so planning has started already, so it should be a fantastic thing. As you know, Paul, it's always a really great atmosphere at the station during that time, and if anyone wants to help out with Radiothon, it's well worth coming in, even if you do nothing else for the station throughout the rest of the year. Just coming in and manning the phones or helping out with the Radiothon is really a great time to be around Joy.
Radiothon is fantastic. I love it. But make sure you sign up during my show. No one else's. Matt Kelly, thanks for the update. And we'll have another chat to the board next month.
Will and do. Thanks, Paul.
No worries. Matthew Kelly there, the Vice President of Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.